This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, Miles. I just want to say thank you for being committed enough to suffer alongside of us. You know, we really appreciate your sticking it out with us. At least you're getting paid for the suffering while we're still doing it for free.
Thank you, Miles, for saving me money from having to buy a new jersey.
I've got one thing to say about the Miles Garrett situation.
Money, 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 money. Everybody's got a time.
What a laugh. That's the Covenant Hotline. Those were our Covenant Hotlines.
Just happened over the break.
Like,
yeah.
3 minutes. That was good. His entrance into the Royal Rumble 92. Outstanding. He was only there for like 30 seconds, but a great entrance with Sensational Sherry. Rest in peace. Outstanding. By the way, choose Click Cruise at MontroseFord.com to listen back to any of our segments from the last 72 hours. When you use the rewind function on the free Odyssey app, and when you get the free Odyssey app, you can use the Coming In Hotline. It's right next to the Listen Live button. So you can rewind. You can go ahead and use the Coming In Hotline. Get out what you want to get out, whether or not you think that Miles owes us an apology, as some people do, whether or not you just want to thank Miles, whether or not like you were one that, with the one caller and just said that, well, at least he's getting paid to deal with all this. At least he's getting paid to go through all this. Okay, there you go. John Phillips says Miles is a fraud, hands down. It was always about the money. Called him a fraud, Tone. Called him a fraud. Is he a fraud?
I can see how some people think that because the only messaging we was hearing from Miles was, you know, directly.
How do you spin it? Do you address that? Do you have that in mind when you address it?
Why I'm surprised there hasn't been more of a statement from Miles where you can see him talk, maybe in an interview setting or maybe just a nice message to the fans. I'm a little surprised by that. Do I think it matters? Like, do I need that? No, but there clearly are some fans.
Well,
that I think that might win them over a little bit right now.
You go to Aditi and what she had said, what she had written. You know, there's a lot of things that maybe we say some things at times that maybe we say emotionally we didn't mean it at times. Because you remember here, you know, this is interesting. When Aditi had written on Twitter on Friday, and we just had Aditi on at 7:20 this morning. Another reason to go back to the rewind function on the free Odyssey app. Now, I want you to hear this again. She wrote, when Miles Garrett was playing through injuries to both feet, a thigh, and an Achilles this year, he told our NFL and CBS crew how bothered he was that certain Browns teammates weren't giving better energy. He said he had called out offensive teammates for their body language, and when I asked why, if he was so irritated, he didn't just have the surgery, he said, quote, I want to win. This is my purpose until it's not, end quote. That was the first half of the tweet, and then she wrote about the other things that he was interested in. But let me highlight that for just a second. Not trying to put the mouth on Aditi, trying to highlight something here. You know, what he said then, that can be a very emotionally charged thing. Because you remember what Joel Bitonio had told Jeremy Fowler about the offense. So you could be on the other side going, what is it with these guys? They keep turning it over. And then remember when they showed, when Amari Cooper was here, and they showed his reaction to a couple of plays by, remember, Deshaun Watson and a couple of things where he looked like he was annoyed, that Amari was annoyed by what's going on. Well, when you have this system that really isn't a system, and it seemed doomed from the very beginning, it's going to frustrate a lot of people. If I know or don't know, and Miles probably should have known before he said these things, so that doesn't wash, but whether you know or don't know, you're still going to be frustrated over the spot. You know, if he said that in November or the last time he had said that to the NFL and CBS crew with Aditi and everybody, I would like to say that things change. I can also say to you that I'm a red-blooded American, just like anybody else. And life-changing money will make us very understanding about things now, won't it? As long as he plays up to what his level is. What's Miles' level? 14 to 18 sacks a year.
Sure. Yeah.
Probably 16. Split it down the middle, say 15, just so we're on the record about it. If he gets 15 sacks next year, and the Browns are better, I don't know how they can be any worse. Can I be critical of him? Can I be critical?
Well, boy, I do think there will be...
So as long as he holds up his end of the bargain...
I do think there will be people that, once he got this deal, are now saying he has to be even better than he's been.
Okay, because I thought you were going to go in a different direction. I was ready to answer something you didn't even say. How much better does he have to be? This is what you're paying for. This is the price of what you're paying for. The 16 sacks a year, 15 sacks a year plus is what you're paying for. That's the going rate now. You want 16 sacks a year, it's $40 million. You're paid for it now. It's not a bonus. So that's where he sets the market. And if we're looking for anything else as far as leadership, I will say it to him blue in the face. Not even being mean-spirited, not even as in a knock. He's not a leader. I've never accused him of being one. I think anytime he's tried to show leadership, heart, soul type of leadership, it's been too little too late. I don't think he's ever been that guy. And that's fine. As long as he plays his level, I know that a guy who's taken number one overall, you expect the entire package. No, that part ain't there. He is not a leader. And I think that if you are expecting him to be a leader, you're getting yourself ready to be really upset. The leader has to come from, I don't know if it's going to be Kyler Murray, like the one caller had said, or like in the possible trade or anything like that. I think the leaders, again, played college football last year. I mean, you can be mad because I don't think this team is going to be still, as of right now, tops. Okay, I'll give you six. You cut down on the turnovers, I'll give you six. That's still not a playoff team. That's still a team that gets a lot of people let go. Am I going to be yelling at Miles? Well, if Miles ends up contradicting himself between now and then, maybe. But I can go back and say, I told you in March of 2025 and 24 and 23 and 22, I've never accused him of being a leader. And I don't think that this is his second contract. Hasn't changed anything. What would you say to Miles if you could say something to Miles? If he's listening right now, if you knew he was sitting next to us right now, boy, that'd be a hell of a review.
Well, I'd love to ask him in a truthful moment. Like, did the Browns offer change at all? Did it change? But I want to thank Miles for at least ending this saga that could have prolonged, you know, the misery for Browns fans. I mean, the minicamp stuff, the OTAs, training camp, and then the season. All these different benchmarks of times where we would have been sitting here stewing about the fact that this hadn't been resolved.
Mike and Stowe, you're next up on the fan.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing?
Doing well, Mike. Go ahead.
And so, look, you're not going to expect where this is coming from, but I want to tell Mr. Garrett that I wish he would have gone about this better, because I was really hoping this would work out. And I love Miles Garrett, and I love the Browns. I'll say that first. But I can't stand Andrew Berry, and I think he's terrible at what he does. So the best thing to happen was going to be for Miles to leave so we could get this dumpster fire all the way up and get it done. Because, look, we're not going to beat – it's going to be tough to compete against the quarterbacks in this division for a couple more years, not to mention that guy named Mahomes. So I really think, as much as I don't want to wait a couple of years, we really ought to be building the bigger picture for – down a couple years when we really could barely compete against these tough teams, because we're just so far away. We're up against the cap and all these things. So I would simply tell Miles, I really wish you would have gone about this better. I wish you the best. But man, if you could have gotten Andrew Berry fired, I would have.
So you're the type of fan I have to talk about that it's a very unpopular thing to be, where you are a fan of your team, but you're going to want them to lose then.
Middle of the road season is the worst thing that can happen to us. We win. I hear people on, we can win 7 or 8 games next year. And I'm like, what is that going to do for us? Not a stinking ass thing. It's going to put us in the middle of the draft where we, that's not what's going to help us. I hate to say it. We've been through this. Not that we're good at losing and then building a team. We've done this 3 times. It's never worked. But look,
I said that.
I know.
That's what I was going to fire away with. You know that.
I know that, but look, this guy can't draft, Ken. He's got 1 All-Pro in 5 years. I don't need any more litmus. I don't need any more record.
Yeah.
I don't need it. And he put us up against when he's staying, he had everything. And now I know we got a lot of draft capital in a draft when you don't really, I don't know. Hopefully he used it right. But I'm not a down fan. I want them to win so bad.
Look at it this way, Mike. And thank you, because I'm telling you right now, you're going to be a very unpopular person at your buddies' houses and stuff like that during these games. Okay? But I'll tell you this.
It's going to be a yard work season, Ken. It's going to be a yard work season. We're not that good.
Well, as of right now, let me tell you this, because I think that things do look differently depending on what they do. The movie isn't done yet. The book isn't finished. Whatever other analogy I can pull out of my ass at some certain time. This is only the beginning of this. So if they go and they get a veteran QB, who's a veteran QB you could stomach right now? Off the top of your head, Tone, give me a veteran QB you could stomach right off the top of your head. Anybody in the room or in the hallway, anybody, can you give me a name that you could stomach?
I got a good one.
To start the season.
Go ahead.
You're going to be mad. Jimmy G, baby.
Okay, Jimmy G, fine. Why do I be mad? There's no point of being mad at any of these guys. Start the season with Jimmy G. You end the season with Shador Sanders. You finish 8-9. Shador looks good. You mad? Got a little bit of hope? He doesn't like that.
I think you'd have hope. Yeah.
Now the previous caller, Mike, don't like that. But I like to say, hey, wait a minute. I'd rather use that as a springboard than we've had these situations play out before. New general manager, new people coming in. Like, I'm not going to sit there and defend Andrew Berry's draft record, but damn it, it's got to go on for something here. Like, we got to make things a little bit better. And in the worst-case scenario here for a guy like Mike, as Lima said earlier, we could do all this again next year. He could want a trade next year. And then the new general manager who will come in will say, yeah, well, we'll give you your trade now. He has a no-trade clause. But again, the only teams that are going to want to trade for Myles Garrett are the same teams that we want to trade for Myles Garrett this year. Competitive ball clubs willing to give up a first-round pick. You might not get the same return because it'll be 30, but competitive ball clubs willing to give up a first-round pick. So you go, you make a deal, depending on how that works. And I know, it would be so prohibitive because of the dead cap hit even more so. But again, you're punting on cap and stuff now, so you don't care about that. And so a new general manager is willing to make that choice. And then you don't have to have Andrew Berry make the picks with the first-round picks that you get back. Because to a guy like Mike, giving more first-round picks to Andrew Berry is just throwing them away. So that's the positive out of it. And as far as money, no one cares about the money he's being paid. It ain't mine. And we have a salary cap, allegedly. So if you could say anything to Miles right now, what would you say?
Super Bowl! Super Browns! Yeah! Browns go 12-5. Have a good day.
See, okay. That guy's got a grip. That is a man who has a grip on reality. There's a man who's got it. Thank you to whoever that last guy was. The guy before, man, I hope he enjoys it. Is this sunny outside? I hope he enjoys
it.
Man,
finally came up.
Yeah. Okay, Kenny, I want to ask you a question before we get back to this.
What?
Who got over who here?
I want to talk about that caller there for a second, but go ahead.
I'm just seeing a lot of Browns fans saying, yeah, the Haslams, they won this. Ha-ha!
Who won?
You're stuck here now, Miles. And it's like, well, we're Browns fans. We want guys to be here, and we don't call it stuck, right? We don't want guys being here that don't truly want to be here, right?
Someone sent me an email that the Browns punked him in his... in this standoff.
I'm seeing a ton of that.
That was the quote. I couldn't help it. I had to email back and go, boy, I'd sure love to be punked and get 120 plus million guaranteed money.
Come do the punking. Come on right now.
I will be blanked. I'll blank all day long. Yeah, fine.
Yeah, so
Browns didn't blank. Yeah. So I didn't care about that.
Is it? I know this doesn't make for great radio. Can we just say this is a good thing for both sides? Are we allowed to say that? Because... why would I, if I'm truly a Browns fan, and I've been angry throughout this whole process, and then Miles signs here and is, quote, stuck here, Well, then what am I saying about my team and my city if I think he's stuck?
Because
that's such a negative connotation.
But it's true, though. I think a lot of people don't think highly of the Browns right now, and they are just very happy that Myles Garrett's still here. At least we got one good thing going for us. We're going to have to lose Nick Chubb, it seems, according to Mary Kay last week. We still have this albatross of a contract that I know that the Browns technically now owe him less than what they did, finally owe him less than what they've owed him in the past. But there were several people who wanted to line up and go, oh, they got him until 2030 now because they keep kicking the can down the road. You still have this albatross of a contract around you with Deshaun Watson. It's not a great draft class. I have to talk people into Shedeur Sanders or Cam Ward. You wanted one positive thing. You got a positive thing. Like, I didn't understand the people yesterday. There was this big race to, I got a news flash for Browns fans. Yeah, guys, Browns fans know. Browns fans know. Like that last caller, on the Coming In Hotline, he was the perfect caller. Whoever that guy is, thank you very much. You were outstanding. That's the perfect grip on reality. He knows what this team's going to be. He also knows that having Myles Garrett makes life a little bit less hard. I'd rather have Myles Garrett than not have Myles Garrett. At least I got a good player. So, I mean, we all know, guys. Like, Gresh got involved. I love it when Browns fans talk themselves into having a lot of faith. I'm like, Gresh, you're being worked into a shoot better than anybody else out there, and you're a wrestling guy. Andy Gresh, of all people, should know better, and he's a friend. National host over there on Infinity Sports Network. I'm on Gresh. This is a 6-win team right now. Maybe. We'll figure out the quarterback spot, depending on who they get later on this week. Maybe I'll say 7. Probably not. So I'm thinking a 6-win football team, as of right now, and then we'll see what they do with the quarterback, where they can maybe approach 500. Maybe. Probably not, but maybe they can do that. And I'm still going to yell Super Bowl, Super Browns. Why? Because it's what you yell when things good happen. And so that's what I do.
Well, this is
Stop being worked into a shoot.
This is such a key that this happened. And this
learn your fan brethren.
This is absolutely huge for the Browns because it was a steady drumbeat of negative for the last 4 months, dating back to November 21st, the last time they won a football game, right? Was that the last one?
Mm.
They lost out at the end of the year after that. That was the last time we had any excitement about this team. And the minute the season ended, we were sitting there going, all right, looks like they just want to keep everybody. So where are we going with this setup? Except maybe Deshaun Watson.
Mm-hmm.
So where are we going with this setup? Where is this heading? And then when Miles did what he did as publicly as he did, there was going to be no reason to be excited about this team come training camp.
No.
Now, I mean, let's see. There's always rookies, whatever. Every team has rookies.
They're not at the Greenbrier. Well, you can go see them up close and personal.
I do wonder, you know, if they come out of this draft with Cam, like I do think there will be a renewed excitement about all of this. Even if you only had Cam as the 6th best quarterback a year ago, whatever.
What about if they come out with Shedeur?
I still think it's a rookie quarterback at the top of the draft. People are going to be excited.
What if they come out with Shedeur?
Well, I just think he's going to be more polarizing.
Yeah,
but
people will be more measured.
But even if you hate the notion of drafting Shedeur and you hate everything that surrounds it, the guy comes out and looks good in the preseason, yeah, you'll be excited.
Yeah.
You'll be excited. You're not a real fan. You can't possibly... You can't possibly separate yourself from all the emotion of it.
Okay, real fan is strong. I think that a person who feels that way go, no, I've just come to grips with the reality and you can't. Because now we've reached a level of cynicism here that I never thought that we would reach. Well, Deshaun Watson sucking up the room will do that to a fan base. So you've reached a heavy level of cynicism. But you can be happy that your favorite player is going to be a part of your franchise. Like, he's not going to play for any other team. So he goes to the Hall of Fame, and I do think that this played a part of it with Jimmy and the ownership group.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
No, it's my personal opinion. I think Saquon Barkley and the Eagles played a little bit of this, where it's like, man, this guy is a beloved player, and they just let him go in New York. But if we trade this guy and he ends up somewhere else and they win a Super Bowl here, Saquon Barkley is a legendary Eagle now. He's not a legendary Giant. I know it's a month after the Super Bowl, so it's easy to say that. He's a legendary Eagle. If he goes to the Hall of Fame, the Eagles are paying for that party, not the Giants. Mm-mm. As of right now, and I can't see things changing, and I think that wears on a guy. I mean, Jimmy Haslam's the owner of the football team. He's a businessman. That's bad business. To let Miles Garrett, if Miles Garrett ends up in Washington and the Washington Commanders win the Super Bowl, he's a Commander. Oh, yeah. He's a Lion. He's a whatever. And I think a lot of fans out there who have been on the other side of this say good. You wouldn't be good with that in 10 years. And I wouldn't be good with that next year where, yeah, you know what? The team might be a 6-win football team. But at least I don't have to deal with that. I mean, our buddies who are Giants fans, Lyman and I have mutual buddies from out there who are Giants fans. I mean, they still can't sleep at night. It is as ugly as it gets. Because their team's no closer. They're no closer than we are. And I don't think that Jimmy wants to deal with that. I don't think, if I owned the football team, I wouldn't want to deal with that. Dan in Lakewood, you're next up on the Fan. Hello, Dan.
Hey, guys. I hate to throw water on the party here.
Yeah, go ahead.
But if you guys connect the dots a little bit here, I think. Miles calls Jimmy. Jimmy says, talk to Barry. Miles talks to Barry. Barry tells him, I can't trade you. You come out publicly, you say you want out, I can't trade you. But if you sign this contract, you're more appealing as a trade asset. You could deny any team you want with the trade clause. If you don't want to go there, you could turn it out. And I think that's what's happening, guys. I think they just greased the skids to get him out of here.
What, right now?
Oh, yeah.
No. He will play this year for the Cleveland Browns.
I really don't believe so. I think this was a whole ploy to make him tradable.
So they paid him more.
Sure, because the next team that gets him doesn't even have to mess around with contract extensions. It's already right there. They got him for 4 years.
I mean, if anything, I would say his value kind of went down with this huge deal. Few teams have the space to absorb a contract like this
and do that anyway. If they were going to trade for him, they were going to make that anyway, but they had to fight with, they had to deal with them.
If you're making the trade, Dan, if I'm the Raiders or whoever, if I'm making the trade, I would want to make the trade and sign him on terms I've negotiated, not terms that the other team has negotiated, because that number might be different. If I'm a guaranteed.
I don't think that number is going to be any different, Ken.
Oh, I totally disagree. He would be the highest paid player, but if you're talking about guarantees and no trade clauses, thank you for the call, Dan. If you're talking about guarantees and no trade clauses here, I would say I'm a contender, you want out, this is part of the deal, or there's no deal. I'm not going to be the Jets and Hassan Reddick and mess up my entire franchise. Well, one of the things that mess up my entire franchise. He's playing for the Browns this year. You've had this big outpouring. Are you going to walk all that back? Well, the only reason you would say that they would walk all that back is because it's the Browns. Okay, history has shown that you have a point there. But going into next year, no, you've only made him less valuable because he's older going into next year and he's more expensive going into next year.
You are a lover of conspiracy theory, and Dan's brought up a great conspiracy theory. The only flaw is that why would they include the no trade? The no trade is what makes it where
that, it doesn't
the
make
Browns
sense.
Lose their power in
yes.
able to get a return.
You don't give him more power right. with the intention to trade him.
But because it's a good conspiracy theory.
The whole thought of it, I don't really think it is. The whole thought of it is that the people who said that, because I was inundated with people, and we were inundated with calls. Well, trade him to the highest bidder is, so if it's the Jets, to hell with them. The Jets weren't naturally going to do that, but it was only a natural thing. The Jets could always wake up on the wrong side of the bed tomorrow and say, oh,
but
we were going to trade
him. There's tons of teams that call. I mean, how many teams called on Deshaun Watson? Like 14, right?
That we know of.
That we know of, right? So yeah. There's always going to be teams that call. I'm sure Jaguars would think about calling on Miles. Everybody's got to think about it,
I mean,
right?
I'd say that he can call back in. If Dan and Lakewood could call back in if Miles Garrett got traded and he could do a victory lap, but I'd probably pass out, so I wouldn't take the call.
Well,
so
let me
maybe
ask you
could.
How many years does this buy the Browns with Miles?
One.
Like, do you think Miles is going to... See, that's what I wonder, too. Now, it's going to be a tough contract
year
to trade.
Thing. Yeah.
But if they're bad again next year, and then they clear out, there's a house cleaning when it comes to the organization and the coach.
Yeah.
Is Miles not going to go to Jimmy? If Jimmy will actually take the call that time?
Those calls, though, earlier in the show about, being a middling team does not help them at all. But if they're a middling team... And they have a rookie QB that made them a middling team. Now you feel better, right?
Right.
You feel better about the future.
I don't know if Miles needs to say anything. I think a new GM would come in here and goes, how can we get a first-round pick? Well, we have Miles. Oh, are we going to be a very competitive team? Well, if we get a good quarterback, we can be a very competitive team. But we also have to think about putting younger guys around him. Okay, we can trade Miles. And the only ones who are going to want to trade Miles are the same exact type of teams that would want to trade Miles in 2025. So 2026, it doesn't change anything. So it's not, as of right now, he's a Brown for life. But even though he has a no-trade clause, the no-trade clause doesn't matter. It just keeps him away from the Jets and the Jags and perennial losers. So if it's Buffalo, Washington, Detroit, the Eagles, whatever, it's still going to be those same teams. Maybe not Washington as much because you might be a little bit nervous, like, okay, it was a one-year thing. Okay, but the teams that have been competitive, they're probably still going to be there. 49ers are maybe into that mix. I'm not sure. So it's the same thing. So you've given him a no-trade clause. Technically, you've given him power. Those other teams aren't calling anyway. It just makes sure, I guess, you can't stick it to him and put him in a place that's not competitive that he doesn't want to be. You can't just say, yeah, fine, you want traded, we'll trade you to the Raiders. Good luck with that, and you're Aiden O'Connell or whatever. I guess that stops him from doing that. But you get all the money, and then you have a way to go, all right, next year, if this year doesn't go well, then you bring in a new general manager. That new general manager is already going to be thinking about trading Miles. Guarantee you. Any of the up-and-coming guys, if they come in the back of their mind, what can I get for Miles Garrett? He's 30 years old. We're thinking about the future. We're not thinking about the now. I have time. Andrew didn't. And I'm sure there will be a competitive team that goes $40 million for him. The Buffalo Bills, if they lose another heartbreaker, $40 million for him. Well, let's figure out a way to make this thing work. Yeah, we'll do it. Let's go to Don in Akron. You're next up on the Fan. Hello, Don.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Doing well, Don. Go ahead.
Hey, you know, maybe you could agree with me. I hope you guys can anyway. Is there more than one position on this team that needs help? Can we say that?
Yeah.
Okay. We got an opportunity, probably, again, maybe the best defensive lineman certainly this team has ever seen. We could very well, at least according to what Athletic is saying, we could have gotten two first-round picks for this guy. And maybe a second, too. Maybe not this year, but next year. So having a second-round pick this year, or the number two pick in the draft this year, and another first-round pick, and maybe two first-round picks next year, we could turn this organization
around. Very simple answer. Very simple answer. You ready?
Yeah.
Do you like Andrew Berry?
Do I like? No.
Then do you want him to make that extra first-round pick? There you go. You should be smiling now. You should
yes,
be smiling.
I am.
You can get another
yes,
because Don and I'm not trying to be mean or anything like that. I got to let you go because we're up against it. All you have to do is tell yourself, if you are worried about this deal, again, a new general, if you suck this year, hopefully you don't, but if you do, new general manager is coming in. I can guarantee you one of the first things he's going to think of is trading Myles Garrett to a contender who the only teams that they are going to pay for anyway, who are going to come and pay for him anyway. So you'll get that extra first-round pick, and you'll only get one. You won't get two probably because he's 30, but you can still get that extra first-round pick, and you'll feel better naturally, even though the next guy who comes in, if you are bad, can end up being way worse than Andrew Berry would ever think of. We won't think that way. We'll think about it as a fresh new start. So this guy will get that extra first-round pick, and you can go and get somebody. Not everything's not fixed. There's definitely other fallouts, but I have to make that as brief as possible. Favorite it. We got rumors going out there like crazy. Za'Darius Smith's going to get let go. Anybody?
Really?
Anybody want to bring him home?
Run it back. Let's go.
Bring Za'Darius home?
Did we know that when they were trading for him?
No, I don't know. I just saw the report yesterday. It looked like they were going to let him go. And then somebody tweeted at me, and I went, not a help. I've seen them have worse ideas. I think they're more in the Isaiah McGuire business now. He had a nice finish to the season. Isaiah McGuire, you guys don't care.
Well, in those
Nobody
games, I'll be honest, down the stretch,
Nobody, yeah,
I was not as dialed in.
Thank God somebody on the Fan watched the last month of Browns football.
But his name His name did come up.
Yeah, when you weren't paying attention, when you were looking at Reddit, when I would mention, hey, Isaiah McGuire looked okay.
I was watching the good teams play again.
And what teams would those be?
Not just that, anytime you get a chance to see at that point with them clearly intending to lose all their final games. Like, I don't know. Did I miss out on a lot? I was watching Red Zone.
No.
It's going to get some entertainment out of my Sundays.
You would see that when they were being scored on, though, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
All right. At least one of us here did their job. Cool Ray in Bedford. Hello.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hi.
So, Ken, I've been listening to you. I listen to you guys every day, every
Thank
morning.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
So, the reason you don't think that what the last caller said or previous caller said about Miles are now is more tradable is because you didn't believe that Miles had any power when he first came out and said that he wanted to trade. Like, this really does make Myles Garrett more attainable for another team, especially when you're looking at teams who watched that Super Bowl last year and saw the defense beat up on KC. There's not that many premier pass rushers in the league. We got maybe three or four tops. And now Miles can really control where he goes.
He's not more. How? The only teams, again, the only teams that were calling or were ever going to call for him and be serious about it were contending football teams, Cool Ray. I don't know how on earth this makes him any more. If you were another general manager, why on earth would you want another team to possibly run up your price? Because the Browns, if they're trading him, they don't care what the price is.
Okay, so here it is. The Browns, if at that point the Browns could have traded him to the worst team and got better picks,
no,
right?
They couldn't,
you know,
because
that,
the worst team wasn't going to trade for him.
But now you're looking at...
No one wants to listen to this. You just want to hear your own side. Fine. Just keep talking.
Now Browns...
No, but guys...
He sensed it was coming to at the end.
The terrible teams in the NFL were not trading for him. They're not. They are not. I know that everybody. Not everybody. There was a certain group of fans that wanted to stick it to him. They weren't trading for him. He's 29 years old. They're not giving up two first-round picks to trade and then pay a 29-year-old guy.
That has been on an 0-16 you know team, why? A 1-15 team, you know, and a 3-14 team. For the same, what does Myles Garrett do on bad teams? Loses a lot of games.
For the same reasons, exactly. For the same reasons, thank you for saying that. For the same exact reasons that people want to trade him. They have the picks. You can't say, I thought about it every way you can, guys. And each one of those calls, I thought, no, you only want to hear your own side of it.
And I told you that I don't even think the Eagles
made
sense. The Eagles, why would a team that has that has their entire system is based on waves of guys on their defensive line?
Somebody brought up the defensive line, they'd have to cut
all of that to go get Myles Garrett.
I'd still rather have two defensive linemen that are really, really good than one Myles Garrett who's really, really good, but is only one of them. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying it was really hard to find the team that matched up. We went over this at the end of last week. We did say that maybe this is going to put a pause on this for a year. Because what sense does it make also the Browns to be dealing with the best teams?
If Myles Garrett's traded before this season,
where your first-round picks are going to be at the end of the first round.
I will eat mashed potatoes off this carpet if Myles Garrett is traded before this season starts.
My opinion of what I want to happen has never changed so
quickly. That's fine. That's fine.
As the last four seconds.
We're not thinking here, guys. We're not thinking.
All right, when they show Myles Garrett at the next Cavs game that he decides to attend, or a Cavs playoff game, what is going to be the reaction in that building? Isn't it going to be all cheers?
Well, you're at a Cavs game. You're going to cheer them. There's going to be some connected to the Cavs at 54-10 that people are not going to cheer. Please. Kevin Love refused to inbound a basketball.
I got another question for you.
And they cheered him the other day.
I got another question.
And he said, I love Cleveland. I want to go in the Hall of Fame as a Cav. And they're like, we're not even sure that's how they do it. I don't care. I'm doing it as a Cav.
They're at home against the Nets tomorrow night.
Okay, if Myles Garrett shows up there, they're gonna cheer him.
Right. Well, he's got to be in town to sign that contract on Wednesday.
What are the fans going
to
do?
Come to the game, Myles.
What are the fans going to do in, say, the second round of the playoffs? When Myles Garrett's sitting right next to Jimmy Haslam, what do the fans do then?
Are they in Milwaukee or are they in Cleveland?
Oh, my God. I didn't even think about it. Of course,
Cleveland.
Who did the Cavs play yesterday?
The Bucks. They didn't show Haslam or mention him.
But you don't understand
entire
this.
Entire broadcast on ESPN.
You're an NBA owner. You're an NBA owner. I'm an NBA owner. We can't be meeting like this. That's a conflict of interest to our other interests. It's chess, guys, not checkers. In fact, some would call it 4D chess, not checkers.
Does Barry get his laser eyes back for this?
No. No.
Because as of today, they're the same football team they were yesterday.
And that's why he doesn't get the laser eyes back. No.
They're the same three-win team they were yesterday.
Yes, they are. He doesn't get his laser eyes
back. Most I can do is give him a green flashlight.
Okay.
He can point it wherever.
If he gets Justin Fields today, does Andrew Barry get his laser eyes back? If he gets Jimmy G today, does Andrew Barry get his laser eyes back? What moves give Andrew Barry his laser eyes back?
It's Kyler Murray.
For number two overall?
Ooh, no, I can't trade number two for that. No way.
Don't shoot the messenger. I didn't say it. It wasn't me. You didn't say anything like that. You didn't say anything like that to Ryan Wilson when he said it a couple months ago. Go ahead. Call out Ryan. Come on.
I think Kyler's had his moments. I'm not trading number two for him.
All right, just making sure. Do we have time or no? We got time?
Yeah, go ahead.
Pete on North Hill. Got to go quick, but go ahead.
Yeah, okay, real quick. I don't know where these people are. I mean, all they do is they throw the money at him. He's like, yeah, okay, we're done here. I mean, it's nothing more than that.
Could they do it? I want a situation like this to play out, Pete. I want a situation like this to play out where, like, in the movies, there's a big wad of money and they throw it in my chest. That's how I would like it to play out.
They just say, what do you want? I want $10 million more. Okay,
yeah.
Are we done here? You're playing for us. Next, it's over.
You know how effing cool that would be? Thank you for the call, Pete. You know how cool that would be if you were in that office? You want money? I got money. And he went into some big safe and just threw like money at you? That'd be amazing. I would never leave the Browns. Never leave any team.
Darla, bring in some more money.
Bring in more money. Hold my calls and bring in more money for them. Be awesome.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.